We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting at the bottom of Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. Omer Rav Idi Bar Oven. Afanan Mitani. We learned there's something called Takanos Usha. Takanos Usha means that if the Isha sells, for example, Nichsim Malug B'Chayi Bala Nichsim Malug. So before we even start, we should really just give a recap of how it works, the finances between the husband and wife. The Isha, when she gets married, she gets a ksuba. And that ksuba says that if she gets divorced, she will get 200 zuz if she's a basula, 100 zuz if she's an almana. Besides for that, there's other details in the ksuba also. Something called nichsei tzarim barzel, that she brings in a chasim. She's a rich lady, she brings in a chasim. Now, if there's two ways to work with that. Either the nechasim stay hers completely, but the husband will eat from the peiros, and that's the kind of the rabbanon kobi, that they eat the peiros. The husband eats the peiros, the profits of those properties, but it belongs completely to the isha. It's called nichsim alug. There's another thing called nichsim tzayim barzel that the isha says no problem, you could use it, but we're praising it right now when we get married. And when she gets divorced, she gets back the exact appraisal, exact amount that was appraised back. For example, she brings in a cow, and he says he wants to use the cow. She says, no problem, we're going to appraise the cow, how much is worth, $1,000. And when we get divorced, you owe me $1,000. Either the cow is worth $1,000, if the cow goes down in price, you give me $1,000. Or if the cow goes up in price, you don't have to give me the cow back, give me $1,000. Those are called nichsei tzarim barzel. So you have three things, basically. You have nichsei malug, which doesn't say in the ksuba. Then you have 200 zuz, and you have nichsei barzel and 200 zuz on the ksuba, and nichsei malug don't say in the ksuba. Now, the tekanas usho is that when it came to nichsei malug, let's say the isha, while she was married, nichsei malug is an apartment building, okay? She sells that apartment building while she is married to her husband. Now, she owns the apartment building, but the profits right now go to the husband. She sells it. She says, here, I'm selling it to you. The buyer can't eat from the profits. It belongs to the husband. She says, yeah, after I get divorced, you'll get it. So there, the halacha would be that the halacha is that there, even if she dies, it doesn't go to that lekeach, even though she sold it. The halacha of the Kana Zush is, it goes to the husband first, even though she sold it. But if she dies, and now the principal, the guf, is getting transferred away from her, she's dead. Since the husband is the Irish, the husband gets it even though she sold it. That's the Kanas Usha. You would say, what do you mean? She sold it. She owned the guf. She owned the principal. She owned the etzem apartment building. She sold it. After she dies, after she gets divorced, she sold it. So what is the husband doing here? The Kanas Usha says, no, the husband is the first lekech. The husband is the Irish. The husband gets it before the lekech. That's the name of the Kanas Usha. That's the kind of Kanas Usha. It's as Eva we massacre the thing. So I want to read the Ba'avin. I'm going to bring a right to the Kanas Usha. We have a Braisa where there's a similar Mishnah in Makkos as well. And Tosfos asks, why don't we bring the Mishnah Makkos? But we're not going to get into that right now. So the Braisa says like this. Me'idim onu be'ish ploini shigirish istoy. V'nostan k'subasa. We have two Edom come and say that Reuven divorced his wife Leah and he paid the ksuba already. So now Leah is divorced, according to the Zaydim, and does not get a ksuba because she got a ksuba ready. And the facts were, by Rehi Tachtov Meshavashtoi, she's still happily married and she's serving him, they're married. But Nimtzu Zaymim, and they found Zaymim. So the shaila is, how much do they pay out the Kasha Zama? They wanted to cause her a loss of a ksuba. The only problem is that they were going to cause her a loss of a ksuba because she was married. So when she's married, so then she doesn't get a ksuba. We're not sure she's going to get a ksuba anyway. When an Isha is married, she's not for sure going to get a ksuba. How is that? If she dies first, she doesn't get a ksuba. Then the husband keeps the ksuba. The only way she gets a ksuba is only if her husband dies first or she gets divorced. So here, if she was really divorced and Adam said, you know, you got a ksuba, and then it turns out that's Zaymim, so then you have to pay all ksuba, causing you to lose a ksuba. But here, she's not for sure going to get a ksuba. So how much do they pay? Do they pay the value of the whole ksuba? Let's say the ksuba is 200 zuz. So do I pay 200 zuz or not? I don't pay 200 zuz because who said you're going to get the ksuba? So that's the shayla. How much did Edom Zayim pay? Ain't Edom Yishlim call it ksubasa. You don't say you pay the whole entire ksuba. Ela toivis hana ksubasa. You only pay the Tavis and all the Ksuba. This Tavis and all, where's Tavis and all? It's a borrowed lashon. Like Rashi speaks out at the end of the Maskev, very tachtav, Tavis and all, claim a Dava Mu'at. It doesn't mean what we call Tavis and all, we give Truma. That's what Tavis and all. It means a Dava Mu'at. So Tavis and all, claim a Dava Mu'at. That's what it means. So you pay a Tavis and all the Ksuba. A is a Tavis and all the Ksuba. How do you figure that out? Oinim kam adam roitz letem Ksuba Shuzu, shemis armblo in his garsha, that if she gets. If her husband dies or she gets divorced, she gets it. If she dies, Yerushana Baila, the husband gets it. So you figure out how much does Ksuba get on the open market. This Ksuba has 200 zuz, the payment, and it has another $800 Nixi Tzayim Barzal in it. So how much does this Ksuba fetch on the open market? It's a $1,000 Ksuba. So it probably gets like $400 for it, or maybe $300. You have to figure out the statistics of her getting divorced or her husband dying. So you figure it out. But you don't get the full $1,000 on the market. That money, how much you could sell it for, that's how much Im Zayim pay. So the Adkan, the Brisa. Okay. Now, Isak, the Ayatak, less sell to Kenos Usha. If you don't hold Kenos Usha, Amai Yerushana Baila. Why we're saying that if she dies, the Baila will get the Ksuba, Tazbin Ksubas Legamri. She could sell the Nichseit Tzarim Barazel portion of her Ksuba, Legamri, because if you don't hold Kenos Usha, if she sells those things that are really hers, the before the Kenos Usha, if she sells it, then her husband doesn't get it if she dies. Oh, so you ask a good question. So, but here the more the question is that Lachaira here let her sell the Ksuba Legamri, and so now that you're saying that she was paid already, you're causing her that loss because she could sell that part of Ksuba if you don't hold Tekanasusha. Teretz is you must hold of Tekanasusha that the husband goes first. Abaya says no, it's not a kasha. Im amru benichsim alug yoyim benichsim vazel. The whole din of Tekanasusha only benichsim alug because there she could sell it. Mashenkein by Nichset Tzarim Barzel, there's never have a minute she could sell it. Because there, it really belongs to him, because he's taking a chrayas on it. He owes money for it, but since they appraised it, Bashas, they got married, so therefore, it obviously belongs to him. To the husband. It obviously belongs to the husband because he just owes money for it, but it's appraised, so that belongs to him. So there's no have a minute. You don't need to come to say she can't sell it. There's no have a minute she could sell it. Of course, he gets that first. Mashenke Nichsev Alug is where we have the Tekanas Usha. And remember, Nichsev Alug doesn't say in the Ksuba. Nichsev Alug is not something that's in the Ksuba. Therefore, it doesn't pass to say, I'm going to sell the Ksuba. I gave the Ksuba. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with Nichsev Alug. That's what we give the Akadama. There's three things. There's the 200 Zuz, there's the Nichsev Baz, and Nichsev Alug. Nichsev Alug is not in the Ksuba. And therefore, it won't have effect on this Mishnah. So the bottom line is, we try to say we have a riot from this Brisa. I've called it Mishnah, but it's a Brisa. There's a Mishnah like this in Makkas. But we try to bring a riot from the Brisa that we hold up the Kanas Usha. And the answer is, no, it's not a raya because the Mishnah is discussing Nichsein Barzal, the Isha cannot sell it in any case. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Oma Baya, Toivis Ano, this thing we call Toivis Ano, which means you sell the Ksuba for a smaller amount. Since we start talking about it, name of Milsa, I'm going to tell you a lot about that. Let's say in a case where she does sell a ksuba, she has a ksuba, it's worth a total of $1,000, has $200 of zuz and $800 of nichsei bazel, which she gets back when she gets divorced. She sells it on the open market, okay? She sells it, she gets $300 cash for that. Where does that $300 go to? Who gets it? Zokta Baya, you know who gets it? The Isha gets it. Even though usually whatever she gets goes to the Baal, here she gets it. Because if it goes to the Baal, if the halacha was that it went to the Baal, so why would the Edom have to pay for anything? The Edom say, what do you mean? I would have caused you a loss anyway. Because even if you would have sold it, the money would have gone to the Baal. You have a Zanvalov, but Tavis said, no, Baal have a Shakuminach. I'm more saying like this. We said that when these Edom Zayimim were found Zayimim, they said that she got her ksuba ready, she's married. So what's the loss you're causing her? The loss you're causing her is that right now, if she could have sold her a certain amount of money. But if the husband gets it anyway, so why would you have to pay her anything? She didn't do wouldn't have lost anything. She didn't get that money anyway. That money goes to the husband. So it must be, Toivis Ano goes to the Isha. That's what Abai is saying. It must be, Toivis Ano goes to the Isha. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Shalman, no, it's not Shver. Avada really goes to the husband. I asking me, why do Zayim have to pay money? So the Ika Ravach Besa, she gains by having extra money in the house. Rashi says, Afiluma Baal Noitlon, Noyach Leisha Lamaych Bechayah. The Isha still wants to sell it and bring that money in. For her, there is a gain to have Panosa Ravach in the house. So therefore, you do pay, the Eim Zayim do pay that money. Good? Oh, so that's Bamba Kasha. It's be less than the Tiris and Od then. It's the Ravach Besa. So it's a very good Kasha. The Tiris Chaim asks his Kasha. Tiris Chaim says a Shikl Chiddush. He says that what it would mean is that the Eidim Zayim would have to pay 400 to the Baal in order to give her the Ravach Besa. That's how he says it. But it's a Shver Lachar. The Eidim Zayim weren't trying to cause him a loss. It's a Shver Teretz. The Teretz Chaim is very early Achron. It's very Choshev Sefer. So before the Mashah, Teretz Chaim. But that's what he answers. So Ayin Shom, but it's good Kasho, exactly how much you pay. But he says, Ah, Ravach Besa. Omar Rava, what's Lachal Maisa? Omar Rava. Hilchasa Tovas Nal Leisha. The halach is that Tovas Anah goes to the Isha, like Rabbi said. Ve'ena Baal Oicha Peiris, which means not only does the Tovas Anah go to the Isha, but a lot of times if the Isha gets a Yerusha, let's say, while she's married, from her father, let's say, the halach is that the husband eats the Peiris. So here, we're saying that Tovas Anah goes to her, right? But does she have to buy a piece of karka and let him eat the Peiris? He says, no, you don't have to. My timer, payrit kinu rabbanon. We misakim payrit for the husband, payrit the payrit kinu rabbanon. This is very called payrit the payrit. It's payrit from payrit, and that we were not misakim to go to the husband. Like Tosis points out, there are certain times, a vlad behemoth malug, avada then does go to the are payrit the payrit, but it means payrit payrit comes from outside, there does not go to the husband. So bottom line is, this Tovas Anah goes to her, and you don't have to buy a piece of karka in order to support the husband from it. The halacha is, she gets it legamri.
So if she invests it, the husband
will
get the
payers. No, right, that belongs to her. This belongs to her. Yeah. Ki also Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breder Hashu. Now, if you realize, we just learned close to a Blat Gemara, and the heading of the Gemara was that Isha, well, it's Chayr Shet V'Kat V'Gyasam Ra, and end off there, that Isha V'Evet also P'Gyasam Ra, it says, the Evet V'Isha V'Gyasam Ra. That's one of the things it said. And we went to the whole sugya with the Kanos Usha, and where did it come in? It all came in for the next line. Zot Gemara, Ki also Ra Papa Ruhun Brei Rav Yeshua, Mebei Rav, Amri, they said, Taninot the Kanos Usha. Really, the Kanos Usha is a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Evet V'Isha P'Gyasam Ra. It's not good to start off with the Evet V'Isha. Why? If you hurt them, you're chayv. If they hurt you, they're potter. If you don't talk to Kanas Usha, so why if they hurt you, are they potter? They have nichsim alug. Let's say we're talking about the Isha. She has nichsim alug. Tazven nichsim alug. Let her sell the nichsim alug and give it to him. Like, what's the problem? So must be that we hold Kanas Usha. We're there. The husband gets it first. The husband gets it first, and therefore, there's no way you can sell the nichsim alug.
She doesn't have nichsim alug.
What?
She doesn't have nichsim
alug. Okay.
So, mishmei b'lochem. So you can't make, if she had
money. No. It's, why are we saying that Aisha is because of Rah? We're assuming she has nichsim alug, so go charge, make her sell nichsim alug. So, Ragmar v'tameich, ninami d'isa d'kazush. Let's see, hold off d'kazush. Like, what's up with Gamri? Tavzin l'nichsim v'lug, but Tavzin said, no, but delay. Well, your timing is not good. It's not right to Kanos Usha. Because even if you don't hold Kanos Usha, which, even if you hold Kanos Usha, you still have a cash, right? Remember, it's like this. That, let's not Kanos, remember, that you have to hold Kanos Usha, and that's why you can't sell it. Right? Even if you hold Kanos Usha, you still could sell it, because there is a chance the Lekeach will get it. How? How's the chance he'll get it? If the husband dies first. So then you will get it. So you still could sell it. So it's nothing to do with that. But Tamech need to have the Isla constitution. If you hold the constitution, he's saying if you hold the constitution, everything is good. Why? You're still Tazvin, Lenichsim, Tavazanah. Sell the Tavazanah and give it to the person who got hurt. Ella, it must be, our mission is talking about the Lesle. Hachanami, the Lesle. It must, Lesla, that she doesn't have Nichsim Alug. So what the Gemara is coming out right now is that, and the Gemara Pashas Maskana is telling that if she would have nichsim alug, then she would have to pay. She would have to sell it. If you hold up Tekaros Usha, you sell it for Tevis Hanah. If you don't hold up Tekaros Usha, you can sell it even Legamri, whatever it is. But it sounds like the whole case of our Mishnah is that you don't have Nechsim V'log. The problem is a lot of Rashayim don't speak out this Chiluk. I think the Rosh does pass like this, that has to do with that. That if she has Nechsim V'log, you have to sell it. But that's what comes out of here, that it says, the Rosh says, Amayri B'isha She'en L'Nechsim V'log. So it happens to be that the Rosh is saying the only halacha that we say that the isha is not chayv, only she doesn't have nichslov. She has nichsim v'lo gavada, you would have to sell. That's what's coming after this gemara, and that's how the whole sugya came in for this long. But now we're going to continue into this sugya weiter. But what we said now was that we thought that was a raya. Why? Because it says that the isha doesn't have to pay. So the question was, why? Let her sell nechsim v'log. So it must be, we have to call the isha. It says that the husband goes first. But frankly, even if the husband goes first, it's possible the husband will die first. So then anyway, you can sell for teves enough. So it must be, it doesn't have nechsim v'log. Oh. So the Gemara vayta. So up to the next step in the Gemara, what to do about the din of the isha who would damage someone saying she doesn't have to pay. I will continue on the next recording, Mr. Chairman.